chapter 10, Mishnah 2. Ein ba'aruba pesach tefach. If the hatchway does not have a tefach opening, meaning it's the same case as we were dealing with yesterday. You've got a house in the roof. You've got a hatchway, an opening, and there's nothing above it, right? It goes up. So yesterday we did the case of that the hatchway is a tefach, at least a square tefach opening. Now, this case, it doesn't have a tefach opening. Tumah bevayis, so if there's no impurity in the house, keneged aruba taho, what is underneath the hatchway is pure. Even though the hatchway is less than a tefach, if something is underneath it, it's pure, and we don't apply the principle of lavud. Have you heard that principle, right? That if it's, exactly, we have it by sukkah, that if you less than a tefach, we look at it as if it's joined. So what it's teaching us over here is that principle of lavud doesn't apply over here in this case over here. It's an exception to the principle of lavud. Tumah keneged aruba, if there's tumah underneath the hatchway, habayis tahor, the house remains pure because there's nothing covering the tumah, right? It's below the hole. No, there's no double story here. This is a single story with a hole in the roof. There's no, so it just goes up if it's under the hole. Atuma babayis, if there is impurity in the house, nasan esraglo milamalan, and someone comes and he puts his foot over the hole. So there's a kazas of a corpse in the house, and some guy comes and he puts, standing on the roof, and he puts his foot over the hole. So tahor, he is pure. The impurity doesn't go round up and make him right. Atuma keneged aruba, if the tumah is beneath the hole though, nasan esraglo milamalan, and he puts his foot over the hole above, Rabbi Meir metame, so Rabbi Meir says now he's tame, because now the impurity is right below his foot, so it goes up and makes him impure. But for chomim omer, the rabbi said no, im tumah kadma, that's only if the impurity came first, esraglo tame, then his foot is impure. But if he put his foot there first, and then they brought the impurity afterwards, esatuma, then his foot is, then he's pure, tahor. So the rabbi said, you've got to look at which one comes first. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, shtei raglaim, if you've got 2 feet over there, zu al gav zu, one on top of the other, shekadmo, and the kati brings, doesn't matter if it's from one person or two, doesn't matter if it's one guy standing with his one foot on top of his other, or two people there. Shekadmu esatuma, and they preceded the tumah, meaning they put the tumah there afterwards. Mashach harishon, then the first foot is removed, esraglo. But nimsa esraglo shel sheini sham, and leaving behind the second foot, tahor, he is pure. Mivnei shekadma raglo shel rishon esatuma, because the foot of the first one preceded the impurity. Right, so because the foot of the first one preceded the impurity, when that's removed, the second foot that's there doesn't become impure. So it brings over here the aloch is like the chachomim, like the sages, right? That it depends which came first, the foot or the impurity.